General Motors on safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present another program in their current series, bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on safari.
Somaliland. Somaliland. They say the Somaliland jackal is the slyest. The Somaliland lion, the bravest. Hyenas more craven than anywhere else in Africa. Somaliland. Her people are beautiful. In 1967, her people are troubled, too. But my story happened a long time before 1967, and it doesn't concern lions or jackals or hyenas. It doesn't even concern Somaliland's sons. For Ngama had been brought north from Kenya by the men, and Charlie was recruited in the Northern Frontier District. There must have been 100,000 fires like this one. 100,000 sides of venison like this one. The fire leapt, throwing a circle of light across the clearing where the hunters camped. Many curious eyes peered from outside the circle of illumination. Rock rabbits gazing in unveiled curiosity at their first and probably their last glimpse of men. The year must have been 1915, or perhaps it was 1920. Gibson wasn't sure. And as Gibson was a ratty old fellow and inclined to strange moods and depressions, I didn't press him for a date. After all, it can't matter because his story's true, despite the number of people who laugh. I didn't laugh when he told me, but I've lived too long on this continent to laugh at the tales men tell. Only half of them are lies. This one I've called Orgobi.
Okay, let's go.
It's here, Australia's wonder worker, the Big Six Holden pickup. Built Holden tough to take 3/4-ton cargoes. Built Holden powerful with a 108 horsepower engine. Built Holden rugged for a country like ours. The Big Six Holden pickup.
On one side of the open space, the hunters, the white men, were gathered. On the other lay the bearers and the trackers, drowsy after nearly 13 hours under Somaliland's sun. Gun traps were set at the fringe of the clearing. The night grew older, and the cook finally grinned and nodded towards the venison, now a golden, golden brown, and dribbling and spitting into the fire.
Waiting for this all day. My, but it's been a tough one. The most beautiful smell in the world. meat cooking on an open...
John Willard, Bill Hussey, George Wilson, Eric McNeil, Fontonner, and Peter Gibson. Some men hunt alone. Some men hunt in packs, because the actual hunting is often secondary to the laughs and the yarns and the comradeship and the freedom from cities, responsibilities, wives and themselves.
Oh, man! It's hot, this meat.
The South African loves his belly more than his wife.
They ate. The night grew ancient, and tired, full-stomached men became more disinclined to bestir themselves and feed the flames. Under the star-pricked sky and the scented air, one after another they nodded to sleep, and after a while only the glowing embers remained of the fire. Gibson awoke as dawn hesitated on the threshold of day. He called for coffee, and Charlie brought him coffee. Gibson was the first up, and it wasn't until he'd had two cups of the hot brown liquid, lavishly over-sugared, that he went for a walk into the sunrise to stretch his limbs. And it was then, of course, that he found George Wilson. Or what remained of George Wilson.
John! Eric! For heaven's sake, come quickly!
Who's that?
Angama! For thunder!
What's up, Gibson, old man?
Charlie!
Can't you sleep, Peter? It's the middle of the night.
What's up, Peter? What's the racket for? Look.
The hunters, summoned by the shouts of the early riser, Gibson, gazed at the remains of a body, ragged flesh and bone. One of their number had died. Who? One of the six had died terribly in the night that had passed, but who?
Where's George?
Angama! No, keep out of the way, you others!
Willard, Fontonner, McNeil, Gibson, Hussey, Wilson. Where was Wilson?
Wilson. The poor...
Where was Wilson? The answer was all too plain.
Today of all days. Poor... Clear skies for a month. More than a month.
No doubt about it. It was a leopard.
No, it's a leopard. But what a leopard.
I've never seen prints so big.
But look here. I mean, leopards are nasty, all right. But so close to camp. Not a sound. I mean, how?
And how could the thing have got through the gun traps? They were set close.
Traps weren't touched.
And there are prints all around the... In just a minute. How far could you follow the trail outside the camp?
Gentlemen, I've just realized something, but, well, Claire, there weren't any tracks outside the camp.
Weren't any?
No.
Well, the rain, I know, but...
No, nothing to do with the rain. Peter and I, we had 2 hours before the rain came.
And you reckon there aren't any tracks outside the camp? And there's got to be. This is... Still here, the leopard.
Hang on, John. We reckon we just couldn't find them, that's all. They've got to be somewhere.
Well, you've had it now. Listen to that blasted rain.
I mean, the thing couldn't have flown out of the camp area.
I mean, the nerve to kill inside the camp. Having come in through the gun traps, devour practically the whole of poor old Wilson, then scoot again without leaving a clue. Chaps... I don't care for this.
You're not alone, Bill. Watch tonight and every night from now on.
Look, I don't think we're going to want to do much hunting.
Not me.
Anybody?
Extermination.
This rain's going to make tracking the beast impossible. Then we'll wait. I mean, if it has the nerve to come in through the traps into the camp area, kill and escape again without a sign or sound... then it must be a pretty remarkable beast.
And if it's this remarkable, it'll probably have more than a passing interest in this expedition.
Exactly. It might come back. Curse this rain.
A passing.
I've never seen a leopard make so much of a meal. Now, I'm sorry to talk about it like this, but ate so much. Why? He must have been starving.
The prints were deep, heavy. The cat was in good condition. It wasn't stopped.
Then the... This was our...
Then where did the thing get the nerve to come in here, kill George, eat him, and clear off again?
We'll keep a watch. Gun traps aren't sufficient anymore, obviously. Now, first, tonight. I'll take it with M'Panza.
Willard watched with M'Panza, and then Fantonel with Notanini. The following night, Eric McNeil kept guard with Charlie, the cook. Nothing. And with the comings and goings of days, the men all but forgot Wilson. At least his memory was made to lodge at the back of their minds. A mound of earth marked the spot where the scant human remains were buried. The gun traps were still set and remained undisturbed. Peter Gibson watched a night with M'Panga, and then came the turn of Bill Hussey and the big native N'Gama, and their vigil brought tragedy anew.
You saw nothing?
No, I saw nothing.
Did you sleep?
Yes.
Why did you sleep? You were there to watch.
Please, the Vossa and N'Gama might sleep for a while, because there was no cause for alarm in that night.
No cause for alarm, no cause for alarm. Nothing except a leopard who comes from nowhere through gun traps and kills and kills.
All right, John.
N'Gama!
Boss?
You must remember something. You must have felt something. I mean...
John, please, this man knows nothing. He was asleep.
Well, why didn't the darn thing eat him, too? You know, leopards, if a leopard wants a meal, a big meal, and he finds two men, one sleeping and the other... Well, listen to me, N'Gama. The boss would have screamed when the beast... I mean, how deeply do you sleep?
I am sorry, boss, but the boss and N'Gama go to sleep.
John, look, man. Bill told N'Gama I could go to sleep, so he went to sleep. You can't blame him. He went to sleep and he just sleeps heavy, that's all.
You slept beside the boss, N'Gama.
The boss stay here. N'Gama go. N'Gama go for sleep just here.
8 yards. And a leopard just walked in, took Bill Hussey and... Tondin, there's something... Oh, I don't know. Look, I vote we scoot. Let's pack up. I've had enough of this trip. Let's go.
I think it'll come back, John. We owe it to Wilson and Hussey. It'll come back and we've got to kill it because it killed them.
What do you think, Eric? Peter?
I say we've got to stay. This leopard will return.
Oh, I'd like to kill it, John.
Listen. We've got to avenge Bill Hussey and George Wilson. A leopard. It flies into the camp. Each time it strikes, it's invisible. It kills a man before that man can make one sound. Even a sound to disturb a native sleeping 8 yards from him. All right, N'Gama, scoot.
Well, natives sleep heavily, John. All of them.
That one sleeps heavier than any man I've ever known. I don't like him. I never have. He should be kicked out. Now.
Listen, John. You can't blame N'Gama. All right, he's sullen, I know. There's nothing happy about N'Gama. But he does his work well. And for heaven's sake, poor Bill said he could sleep.
How do we know what Bill said? Bill did. He can't say whether...
John, pull yourself together, man. We've got to make a plan. But first of all, we've got to decide whether we call it a day or not.
I think we ought to hang around. The thing will come back. For sure it will. I mean, it's found easy pickings here. Why shouldn't it come back? And then we'll hammer it good and proper. Once and for all.
All right. Tondi, give me a hand with Bill Hussey's grave.
It's taken me badly.
Well, I don't exactly feel happy either. We start, 6 men, load of Africans, out here after trophies and laugh. Good time. Being fools, saying we should never return to our wives. And now, 2 of us won't. For sure.
Well, Bill wasn't married anyway.
Right, but Wilson was.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it except find and kill whatever killed them. I don't feel like making my wife a widow either, any more than you do, but there's a code. You wouldn't leave a wounded animal, and you can't leave an animal that's turned man-eater.
Especially when the blasted things are counted, the two of your closest friends.
Well, I'm not for one moment suggesting we go. I said a minute ago, we've got to hang around.
I know. I reckon we need a drink.
Night came. That night. The night of the burial of the second victim of the man-eater. That night's guard was Willard and Panga. Then McNeil watched with Notanini. Gibson's turn was with Charlie, the cook. No one slept. Nothing came. No man-eater in the night. Then it was Fontana's turn, and he was accompanied by Balawa. And the cycle began again. 12 natives alternating with the 4 white men. Nothing. Nothing to disturb them in the night. Came the night when Fontana was to watch again. This time he swore Ngama, who was to watch with him, would sleep only in peril of his life.
Ngama?
What?
Smoke?
Thank you, boy.
Mate, Andy. What are you smoking for?
Smoking?
Oh, well. No chance tonight. Not now.
See? Wind. This way.
Anything out there waiting to come in would...
There's nothing waiting to come in, John.
Sure, yeah. But how do you know? Cigarette smoker.
Not tonight. No. Any night, John.
Well, what do you...
Come for a walk.
All right. I suppose I might as well have one now. I can't spend forever here in camp, Tonty. A couple of us will have to go for stores anyway. How much longer do you think we ought to keep this up? I've been the one all along who's insisted on avenging George and Bill. But I suppose there comes a limit. Just now, you said something. Back there, just now, you said there's nothing waiting to come in. Yeah, but for some night like before. I mean, why not tonight? As good as any other. Why are you looking at me like... What's up? I can't see you properly.
Ogobi.
What?
Ogobi.
It's impossible.
Possible? More than possible, Manny. Yes, Ogobi.
If you're mad enough and strong enough, but I'm darn sure I couldn't stay awake all night.
Well, you must just try, Pete, because you're going to have to.
Hmm?
You're going to watch. All of us are.
Listen, you're the one with the idea of taking all watches, not me. Well, not Eric. I mean, I'm as willing as the next man to stay on guard. I want to get this darn leopard as much as you. But why all of us? Surely one man and the natives good enough?
I take the watch every night. And you, Pete, and Eric, and John will watch me taking watch. You sleep during the days, not all at once, of course.
Fine, if you think it's...
You know the Somalis, don't you, Peter? Or Gobi?
Oh, Gobi. Fairy story.
Perhaps.
Or perhaps the giant will climb down the beanstalk and never be a fairy story again.
Or Gobi.
Or Gobi.
Ogobi.
Ogobi.
Ogobi. The Somalis have a legend. This legend states...
You want more gin? There's something else we're going to be out of. Another day or two.
Waste of time, John, I think, to go on now, staying out here. The women folk will be worried.
Well, they weren't told when to expect us back. No one was. 6, 7, 8 weeks. We've still got time, and I don't think we'll need much more.
Who are you watching with tonight, Tony?
Ngama, who else?
Of course. I was forgetting.
Where is your wife, Dundee?
Trout fishing at Drakensberg.
Ah, the next time I get a long break, that's what I want, too.
Oh, there are some that say that Drakensberg trout streams are the best in the world. Maybe they're just being patriotic. All I know is they're a beautiful spotted trout to be caught. Like quicksilver they are. A week, 2 weeks at a fishing bungalow in the hills, warm weather, shower each evening. What more does a man want? Tell me that. Bit of a breeze in the evening, light rain, and you have to grab your rods and get quick to the water, man. I'm telling you, wet those casts and get them in, because trout don't wait for any man that's ever been born. They just do as they please. 2 hours fishing, and you've got a full bag when the sun sinks behind the berg. And then, then comes the nicest part of all, eating them. 3 hours after they were swimming for their lives.
Cannibal. Time.
The night fought for a brief moment with the evening, and then won its battle as always. Somaliland settled down for another long time of darkness. The sky was overcast. A man couldn't see the stars.
Gama.
What?
You slept when the Basasi was killed by the leopard.
Yes. Oh.
Because the boss said Ngama could sleep.
Yes, what?
Why didn't you give the alarm as soon as you did wake?
Because I was frightened, boss.
Don't be frightened tonight, Ngama.
Overcast sky, and so the black man does not see 3 pairs of eyes watching him. He does not see 3 rifles. Slowly the night passed, hour after hour. The night made hard labor of its passing, struggling towards the light. But there were still long hours of agony before the sun when it happened. Fontono watching, and the black man and Ngama watching with him. 3 pairs of eyes watching the two of them through the night. And then, at what moment the hunters were never able to describe, the native Ngama was gone. And where he had been, a dark object crouched ready to spring. The man-eater had gone, but with the aid of lanterns, the men followed the blood trail, for all shots had been good. Following fast the crimson trail, the blood and the spoor entered the river, and they crossed the river. Leopard. But on the other side of the river, there was no more spoor of leopard. Instead, the soft sand bore the bold imprint of bare human feet. The hunters followed to where the trail led and came upon the body of Ngama.
You were right.
The body of Ngama, bullet wounds inflicted at short range, abundant evidence of a dual existence.
Orgobi.
A being the Somalis believe in, Orgobi. A man leopard. It seizes people at night, the intimate knowledge of a kraal or hunting camp being gained in the guise of a man during the day. Orgobi. In the years that followed, as each man grew old, the memory of that night, of the watch, and of the subsequent chase and the death of the leopard, these things grew dim and difficult to understand or even believe anymore. Gibson himself was no longer sure. It happened when he was a young man, he said, and the memories of the very young are inclined to be fraught with inventiveness and imagination. But did 2 men die, I asked him. Yes, he replied. And there were no tracks leaving the camp? No, he replied. And you did watch with Ngana. The leopard appeared that was not there a moment before, and you shot at this leopard and followed it and found not a beast but a man dead from bullet wounds. All these things are true? Yes, he said. And no leopard was ever found? Or did you all lose your senses and kill a native and follow him like a beast across the river to the place of his death? Gibson was furious and asked me what the devil I thought I was insinuating. There are stranger things still to come out of Africa.
Or Gobi.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.